Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Patrice Herman at the ARC Group in Lincoln. It looked like we were pretty range-bound right up until that report on Thursday. We'll hit that in just a moment. First of all, give us the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago, Patrice?
Yes, so for the week, the D17 corn was down 4¾ cents. That ended or closed on Friday at 343.5. Our D18 was also down 4¾ cents. That's keeping that spread just where we've been. That's sitting at 388¾ for the week. Our January soybeans were up 0.25 cents for the week. They closed at 987 on Friday. Our new crop November 18 beans, they were up 0.5 cents for the week, and they closed at 999. Our D17 wheat for the week was up 6¼ cents. They closed at 433, and our new crop 18 July wheat was up 2½ cents for the week, and they closed at 477¼ on Friday.
All right, well, let's talk about that. What turned out to be a market mover on Thursday was the USDA supply and demand crop production report. They came out. Seems like the trade believes what USDA had to say, huh?
Yeah, you know, the USDA, everybody was kind of estimating, you know, about a half of a bushel increase, but they actually created a new yield on record. This raised the U.S. corn and world corn carryout more than expected. Some people feel that it was due to a wet spring, lack of summer heat in late fall contributed to the yield, even despite, you know, that we had a drier than normal summer. USDA ended up increasing U.S. export 75 million bushels and feed use 75 million bushels, but demand will need to increase to keep up with that. The concern is that, you know, come January that the crop might even be even larger. The USDA thinks corn stocks are near, you know, 204 million metric tons versus 226 last year. So it's going to kind of be a toss-up till we get into January.
And they really didn't even move soybeans much, even though the market went down, huh?
No, they didn't. But, you know, back today, we're back into the green. So I think, you know, we're kind of maybe, hopefully on Monday, we'll see a little bit different attitude and get back to trading some different things there.
You know, some could say it certainly could have been worse in the corn and soybeans. Do you think there's some support here to keep the grains from going much lower?
Yeah, there's some major support there going on around 950, which we're above that right now in the soybeans, but getting above that 1020 mark we think will be a struggle. As far as corn futures go, the major support there is at 330. You know, we closed at 343 on Friday, but it's, once again, as far as a struggle standpoint, getting over 380 might be hard to see.
All right, so the question is, where do we go from here, Patrice? What's the strategy for taking what we've harvested and getting it marketed?
Right. You know, guys are maybe getting a little bit discouraged just because we have been so range-bound since harvest has started, even, you know, coming into August there. So right now, you know, the big thing is getting things cleaned up. If you have bushels on open storage somewhere, get them cleaned up, get with your broker, whoever you use, and develop a strategy of what you want to do moving forward. If you've got contracts, you know, set for JFM, be looking to see when you can get those delivered. And, you know, if you've got open bushels in the bins, definitely get a floor or something put on them, or even go ahead and get them marketed out there. You know, July corn is at 373 on the board. That's 30 cents carry compared to what we see here in the nearby. So there's definitely decent carry in the market to take advantage of.
And it won't be too long. You'll be starting to do the averages for 2018 production, right?
Yes. Yep. We'll be come around first part of December. We'll be starting to put on some of our yearly averages.
All right. Very good, Patrice. Thanks for the discussion. Great information. Have a good weekend. Okay, Patrice?
All right. You too, Chad. Thank you.
Thank you again. We've been visiting with Patrice Herman at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's Market Recap. Chad Moyer reporting.